Davos, Blinken, Biden continue deadly obsession with Palestinian state. By Joel B. Polak on January 17, 2024. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland on Wednesday that there needs to be a Palestinian state as the result of the conflict launched by the terrorist group Hamas with the murder of 1,200 Israelis October 7. Blinken and President Joe Biden have stuck doggedly to their position, claiming that a Palestinian state is a necessary condition for Israel's integration into the Middle East, precisely the dogma that President Donald Trump junked in the Abraham Accords. Trump set aside the conventional wisdom of Washington and Davos to negotiate peace agreements between Israel and the Arab states that did not depend on a Palestinian state, which Secretary of State John Kerry, among others, said could not be done. Blinken and Biden seem unconcerned that Palestinians have no interest in a state. Hamas, given the chance to govern Gaza, used aid money and materials to import weapons and build 350 miles of underground tunnels, none of which are for civilian use. The Palestinian Authority, the so-called moderate alternative whose armed forces were trained by the U.S., continues to pay Palestinian terrorists and their families, even though doing so means losing U.S. funding for economic and social development. Both Hamas and the Palestinian Authority are primarily interested in replacing Israel, not in living alongside Israel in peace. The events of October 7 have convinced even left-wing Israelis that it would be unsafe and foolish to allow Palestinian sovereignty. Blinken and Biden also do not seem to care that giving Palestinians a state, after the worst mass murder of Jews since the Second World War, would reward and incentivize future terrorism, giving Palestinians what they refuse to achieve through diplomacy. Worse, Blinken and Biden are suggesting that the October 7 terror attack was caused by the Palestinian statelessness, thereby providing a retroactive justification for the mass murder, rape, and abduction of civilians, and continued rocket attacks on Israel. The Biden administration is staffed with many of the same foreign policy elites who embraced the old, failed Palestinians first model. It is no surprise, then, that not one Arab or Muslim country has joined the Abraham Accords since Biden took office. Indeed, when Saudi Arabia sought peace with Israel last year, the Biden administration reportedly stalled progress by insisting concessions to the Palestinians. The Washington and Davos elites want a Palestinian state more than Palestinians, or Arabs, do. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the 2021 ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now updated with a new foreword. He is also the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.